Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Right now, these are 10 high-yield dividend stocks in 2024 that may offer market-beating returns. In this video, we're covering these top 10 stocks, starting with number 10, 3M. 3M, stock ticker MMM, which stands for Minnesota Mining and Manufacturing, is a $50 billion industrial company that trades just $7 above its 52-week lows. Right now, 3M is a small position in four different super investor portfolios. Today, 3M offers a market-beating 6.48% dividend yield. 3M is a dividend king, growing their annual dividends for 64 years straight, and they've paid out dividends for more than 100 years. That's been great for shareholders throughout their history, but 3M, even though they've been a long-term compounding business, is down more than 50% from its all-time highs that it hit back in 2017. Valuations look relatively modest for the business, with the projected free cash flow almost at today's current stock price, although 3M's trading pretty well behind its median price-to-sales value in the past decade. The company's facing some legal challenges, and it looks like analysts are factoring that in. Right now, a GF value, which takes this into account, comes in at $97 per share. That's $4 above their current stock price, but well down from all-time highs. All of these stocks have consistent and sustained high dividend payments, and they're owned by super investors. Six of the 10 stocks on our list are either current or former holdings by Warren Buffett. We'll review where each stock trades, see which investors own them, and try to figure out what they're worth. I've covered these stocks on the channel before, so make sure to watch those videos to look in-depth at each company. Remember, this isn't financial advice. It's not a buy or sell recommendation. Use common sense and do what's right for you. Now let's get back to our list and look at number 9. Next in the number 9 spot, we have Pioneer Natural Resources. This oil giant is a $63 billion company that trades at its 52-week highs. Back in October of 2023, ExxonMobil announced a mega deal for Pioneer Natural Resources. This is an all-stock merger valued at $59.5 billion. Even with that, Pioneer trades $4 billion above that price. Right now, the company pays a market-beating 4.01% dividend yield. Pioneer's right in line for the multiples it's traded at in the past decade. The company looks pretty good based on a DCF analysis, even if it is a little ahead of its projected free cash flows. PXD has had a huge run-up since it bottomed out in the market crash of 2020 as oil prices went negative. Over that period, the company's stock price is up more than four times. Today, with a stock price of $275 per share and a GF value of $222 per share, it looks like the company may be overvalued, even at this acquisition price. Analysts seem to be seeing things differently with a $290 price target. Pioneer is also owned by four different super investors, including Yacktman Asset Management and Leon Cooperman. At number 8, it's a bank Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway has been buying into recently. It's Citigroup. The $117 billion Wall Street giant trades $3 below its 52-week highs. Citi's seen a big run-up since its lows at $38 a share. Buffett's the biggest super investor in Citigroup, and it makes up around 1% of his portfolio, even if he may be slightly down on his position still. Right now, Citi pays an above-average 3.39% dividend yield. With its recent run-up since October of 2023, Citigroup looks today to be about fairly valued. It's coming in a little higher than its GF value, but that's just an estimated range. Buffett's not the only super investor in this Wall Street bank, with nine others holding a position, including a big recent buy of 5.5% by Michael Burry. Analysts are calling for Citi to trade even higher with a $64.5 price target, giving it a 7% upside. Now from a current Buffett holding at number 8, we're moving into one of his former positions. At number 7, we have International Business Machines, or IBM. A $172 billion computing giant, it trades $11 below its 52-week high. It's a similar story to the stocks we've looked at so far, in that in the last 6 months, they've had a big run-up in their stock price. Right now, IBM pays a 3.48% dividend yield. After being a Wall Street darling for most of its history, being thought of as the Amazon of its day, IBM is only owned by 2 super investors today, both of which bought very small amounts in the most recent quarter. Even with those recent buys, after its run-up, it looks like IBM's out ahead of most of these standard valuations. This is also the case today when we look at a GF value that comes in at $147 per share. This implies IBM's overvalued by as much as 27%. Tobacco giant Altria Group comes in at number 6 on our list. Trading at $41.68 per share, it's only $2 above its 52-week lows. Even with declining rates of smoking, Altria is still a $73 billion company today. Altria is still very focused on returning capital to shareholders, and that's why right now they have a huge 9.04% dividend yield. Even with that high dividend yield, Altria is owned by just 3 super investors, with Toray Funds having a 1.8% position in the company. With its valuations, Altria is pretty asset light, and it looks pretty modestly valued with its abilities to earn cash. This might be why the company looks slightly undervalued, with a $48 fair value implying about a 10.5% upside. Now let's break the top 5 stocks on our list. Is our number 5 company also a smoking hot deal? It's Philip Morris, which was spun off from Altria around the global financial crisis. Today, Philip Morris also trades just $2 above its 52-week lows, and I recently did a video on the company. As an international giant, it has a market cap of $140 billion. While not quite at Altria's levels, Philip Morris still has a very high dividend yield. Right now, this comes in at 5.62%. Unlike Altria, Philip Morris is much more loved by super investors. Terry Smith, who's been called the British Warren Buffett, has 5.9% of his FundSmith portfolio in the business. Philip Morris might look good compared to how it's traded in the past, but that's not necessarily reflected in its ability to generate cash. Analysts are projecting a brighter future for the company, and it looks like Philip Morris is trading pretty attractively compared to some of its past multiples, but this is still a company you'd want to dig into. Right now it has a GF value of $111, implying around about a 19% upside. At number 4, we have Pfizer. It's the most popular stock we've ever covered on the channel, and today it trades just 40 cents above its 52-week lows. The $151 billion pharmaceuticals giant is trading even below its 2020 lows. As their stock price has dropped, their dividend yield has gone up. Right now, Pfizer pays a huge 6.07% dividend yield. That's the second highest so far on our list. Pfizer's owned by 7 super investors, the biggest of which is Kahn Brothers, who is also the biggest super investor in Citigroup. Pfizer looks potentially undervalued on most of these standard methods of valuation, especially looking at where it's traded in the past and what its cash flows might be like. This is why even after having a big run-up in 2020 and 2021, after 2 years of declines in their stock price, Pfizer may be undervalued. They have a GF value that comes in at $31 per share, implying around a 15% upside. Analysts are even more bullish on the business with a $32.50 price target. In number 3, we have AbbVie. This is also a pharmaceuticals giant with a $297 billion market cap. AbbVie today trades $13 below its 52-week highs. Right now, after its increase in its stock price, AbbVie still pays a market-beating 3.52% dividend yield. AbbVie is owned by 4 super investors, the biggest of which is David Katz with a 3.2% position. AbbVie looks split on its valuations. It's slightly below its Peter Lynch value and it's well below its DCF, but it's around $30 above where it's traded in the past 10 years and it looks like it's out ahead of its projected free cash flows. Due to some of that, that's why a GF value comes in at $138 per share. This says AbbVie might be overvalued by as much as 21.5%. However, Wall Street analysts are seeing things pretty differently, with a $192.50 price target, saying AbbVie has around a 14% upside. So this company looks split. In the number 2 spot, we have another former Buffett holding. It's Verizon Communications. Verizon is a $179 billion telecom giant that trades $2 below its 52-week high. After being crushed and having its stock price fall by more than half, Verizon started to rebound in the last 6 months. Notice any trends? Right now, Verizon pays a big 6.04% dividend yield. Even though Buffett sold out of Verizon and he saved himself some money in the process, today there are five super investors invested in the company. Four of them added in the most recent quarter at the end of 2023, and it looks like that's worked out pretty well. With that recent run-up, Verizon's below its historical multiples, but it looks like the company is just out ahead of its projected free cash flows. On an asset basis, there's not as much to like for Verizon, where the company utilizes a ton of debt. As Verizon has climbed higher, today it looks like it's trading around its fair value of $44 per share. That's also about what analysts are expecting for the business, with a $44.50 price target implying around a 10% upside, still give or take within that fair value range. Now, are you ready for the top high-yield dividend stock on our list? In the number one spot, it's another Warren Buffett holding. We have Chevron. Chevron's a $298 billion integrated oil and gas giant. It trades $10 below its 52-week highs. Right now, Chevron pays an above-average 3.77% dividend yield. That average yield on cost is a lot higher for Buffett when he was buying the company from perhaps even under $100 per share. Buffett's the biggest super investor in Chevron, with it making up 5.4% of his portfolio. Buffett added 14% more to his Chevron position in the most recent quarter. Chevron's been a very atypical stock for Buffett. He's bought or sold straight for each of the last 14 quarters. We typically don't see him buying or selling this frequently in the same business. The two leading U.S. oil companies, ExxonMobil and Chevron, both announced huge acquisitions last year. Chevron's set to buy Hess in a $53 billion deal. That's expected to close in the middle of 2024, and it's the second big deal in oil. On most valuations, Chevron looks to be about fairly valued today. Indeed, Chevron's just $3 below its GF value, saying it's almost exactly fairly valued. In yet another case where there's a difference in opinions from analysts, they right now have a $160 price target for Chevron, giving it around a 15% upside. So what was the most surprising company on our list? Let me know in the comments below. If you enjoyed the video, like it, subscribe to the channel for more, and watch this next one.